The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
It's danger zone time here on Money Life, and that means I'm joined by David Trainer, the president of New Constructs. New Constructs evaluate securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And each week, David joins us to talk about who's in the danger zone, what stocks or mutual funds or ETFs have gotten to where they are considered dangerous. Now, there have been some changes in the ratings system at New Constructs, and that's going to play into today's pick. But if you want more information on how it works, you want to see the most attractive and most dangerous lists and more, go to newconstructs.com on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
So I said there have been some changes, and that plays into who's in the danger zone this week.
Pfizer, Allergan, Apple, and Central European Media Enterprises.
Okay, so we have four danger zone stocks, and what's actually happening is this is related to a change in how you evaluate securities that makes them dangerous, right?
That's right. That's right. We provide a new level of rating we've introduced. It's been something that we used internally, quite frankly, when we were running our hedge fund, and we realized we weren't doing a good job of communicating this out to clients. And so we have a suspended rating that applies to 200 companies that we cover right now. That you have to remove that from our traditional ratings universe. And it's to recognize that there are certain exogenous forces in business and in markets that no matter how much work you do on a company or stock, that work is really just, in certain circumstances, irrelevant or not as meaningful as it needs to be because something else has happened that renders that work less useful or relevant.
When you suspend a rating, is it temporary, like, hey, I want to see how something works through a business issue, because I could see that with at least one, if not two of the names that you talked about. Is it something that we don't understand that we see buried in the footnotes? What is it that makes you suspend a rating on a company?
There are 17 reasons.
Wow.
They're listed in our report, but it's everything from, for example, if you become an acquisition target, there's a reliable news source that says so-and-so company or private equity firm is looking to buy you. And typically when that happens, for it to be reliable and material or substantial, there needs to be a price involved. From that point forward, that stock is going to trade on the likelihood of the acquisition being done more than anything else. So our focus on the fundamentals and the relative valuation of the stock, the discounted cash flow valuation stock, really doesn't matter. Because all that matters is what someone else is willing to pay and the likelihood they are to pay that much. And that's what's going to drive the stock. So our rating doesn't matter. And this, you know, this happens to stocks with all kinds of ratings. It happens to stocks with dangerous ratings, happens to stocks with attractive ratings. You know, we even have a special element in our danger zone report template, right? I call it stupid money risk, where every idea has to be flushed through the filter of how likely is it that this company, this stock, as bad as the company is as overvalued as the stock is, how likely is it that somebody's going to come along and pay a bunch of money for it? Because we've seen that happen, you know, not so much in the last 12 to 18 months, but in other danger zones, you know, we've had some stocks that were just like, this is ridiculous. And then someone comes along and pays ridiculous plus, you know, for the stock. But also bankruptcy threat, right? If we get a whiff of bankruptcy filings, or even sometimes the auditor will mention in the footnotes that they think there's a concern around bankruptcy. Auditors also will mention going concerns as an issue. They'll have a negative opinion on the quality of the controls related to the accounting. sometimes they don't get a filing out in time. Filing's late. Our data's old. You know, we just say, you know what, we're going to suspend the rating. We don't have high enough quality information, recent information, to feel good about keeping our rating out there.
Okay, so now let's talk about the four stocks you mentioned. And we'll start with Pfizer, which I will disclose I no longer own because they're going through a corporate inversion. And I said I would never allow somebody else to control my capital gains. So I waited through the end of the year and then I just sold the stock. But why is Pfizer a dangerous stock for you and why is it suspended now?
It's suspended because it's going to trade based on whether or not the acquisition of Allergan goes through. That's the deal, right? So, and the acquisition is huge. So it's what we call game changing in terms of the economics of the business, right? I think the $160 billion price tag is a 30% premium on Allergan, which we think is probably way too much. But that level of capital is more than 60% of Pfizer's invested capital or 95% of its total assets. So it's going to alter the landscape of the business. And until we get updated financials as to how that actually takes place, we don't have the level of precision required for our models to run our numbers.
Allergan, what's the problem with Allergan?
Allergan's really just the flip side of Pfizer, right? Allergan's going to completely trade on whether or not Pfizer can, you know, pay $160 billion for it.
Apple is everybody's darling. Why is it not yours?
Well, you know, Chuck, I've been wrong about Apple in the past, and my thesis around the abnormally high return on invested capital remains, right? I've been in the media with you and others saying that we thought Apple was a stock you should sell, and we were definitely early and wrong. We've come in and said, you know what, we think it's actually a decent buy right here over time. But my overall thesis that like this 340% ROIC a couple years ago, more recently 240% over the last 12 months, that is just so much of an aberration from any other company, right? And we're analyzing 3,000 of the largest market cap, most actively traded company stocks in the world. And Apple is a huge outlier. For me, it's only a matter of time before people realize that their margins, the return on invested capital, is going to get cut, you know, not in half, but in a quarter or a fifth of where it is today, if not more. And that's coming. Now, when? I don't know. Trust me, I also realize, as some of my investors have said to me, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between too early and wrong. But we feel like the environment, the sentiment around Apple is shifting a little bit, and there's a little bit more recognition around, okay, what's going to happen with this business? We've seen some cracks in the armor.
Right.
And basically, this is a custom suspended rating where we're saying we think that the writing's on the wall now, that this business isn't as good as everyone thinks it is, and the fundamentals are really different from what people see them to be, and we think the sentiment on the margin is changing, and therefore we feel like our attractive rating on the stock, we don't want it out there as attractive. We feel like the current financials are really not representative of the long-term fundamentals of the business.
And then Central European Media Enterprises, CETB, what's the issue there?
You know, we always like to throw something a little bit strange in the mix here, keep things interesting on the danger zone. And it's not the biggest company or the most popular name. What we saw when going through the footnotes is that they had a going concern issue from their auditor, Deloitte.
Ooh.
It effectively means that the auditor is expressing substantial doubt over the company's ability to continue running because of lack of operating cash flow.
When I look at those things and when I was writing Stupid Investment of the Week, I'd see a going concern letter and go, yep, it's a stupid investment. Obviously, when you got a going concern letter, you know there's danger there. But from your standpoint, that going concern letter, it may not be about the bottoms up. It's you got to get everything else under control before you can say, yeah, this is good or bad, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are times when due to some unusual things going on with businesses that are on their way down, that the fundamentals, you know, or the cash flows can actually look good. Great example is Blockbuster many, many years ago when they were harvesting the business. They were selling assets off left and right. And they were, especially the stores that weren't doing well. And so their operating cash flow was going down for sure, but the capital in the business was going down at a faster rate. So the free cash flow was pretty huge because they're selling off the assets. The denominator in our return on invested capital calculation was going down faster than the numerator. And so, you know, the actual fundamentals look pretty good. But the key is, it's because the business was headed into oblivion and being sold off, not because it had anything sustainable going with it. So it's important to have these forward-looking measures allow us to reflect on what we see as the current financials with a little bit more intelligence, a little bit more insight than just looking at the numbers as they are.
We appreciate looking at the numbers however you give them to us, but we now have a lot more insight that there's dangerous, outright dangerous, and then there's suspended dangerous. It is now part of the new constructs rating system. David, thanks so much for bringing it to us here on Money Life.
Glad to do it, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. We are heading for home on the Monday edition of Money Life. Up next, the Money Life Market Call. Mark Salzinger from the No Load Fund Investor and the Investors ETF Report is next on Money Life.